This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We all think we want to know when our time is going to be up. We want to think that we'll be ready when the time comes. If you're truly living life, you'll never be ready. If you're not old enough, you'll always want more time. When you come face to face with the reality of it, life and its sweet moments rip at our hearts when death comes knocking. But what happens when you come close to death without actually dying? What happens when you draw close enough to feel it without actually experiencing it? You might not die, but it still leaves its mark. Never again will you wake up without being thankful for another day. Never again will you take for granted the simple things in life. And it's not just you who is marked for life. A brush with death leaves its mark on your loved ones as well. Never again will they take for granted a hug. Never again will they not answer your call or text. They thought about what could have happened. They thought about their last text, their last call, and what it could have been. They are so glad to still have you here, and they love you so much. But the what if will always be there. We all have scars. We all have regrets. It's important how we walk through those moments. But maybe even more importantly, how we change after them. It's what death reminds us of, what the precious breath of life gives us. Do we really want to live? And if so, how do we really want to live? What or who will we love? What or who doesn't really matter anymore? For some of us, we know exactly how we want to live. We want one more day, one more sunrise, one more sunset, one more adventure, one more text, one more call, one more laugh, one more cry, one more hug, one more I love you. If you're living right, you're never really ready for it to end. We may make peace with it, but we're never ready. We may even understand it, but I don't think we're ever truly ready. Whether we are the ones dying or not, our hearts, they feel like they're breaking and tearing as we watch someone die, or even when they just come close to death. It tears through our very souls. But you see, we're not promised tomorrow. Heck, we're not even promised the rest of today. So we can do one thing and one thing only. Get busy living or get busy dying.